Good morning, everyone. God bless you. Welcome to a new live video. I hope you are having a good day today. It's a pleasure to me to be here today with a new live video. Yesterday we were talking about Mary and Martha, worship and serve. Something we're talking about is like that's very important. More than serve God, we worship Him. And the history we reading yesterday, we saw Mary listening to Jesus, but we saw Martha very busy with so many things she was serving. And Jesus told Martha, like, Mary has chosen the good part. And we were saying, like, serving it's one part of being in the kingdom of God, but worship and listen to His word, that's part of that too, and all together make like a total. And today I'm gonna be talking about a friend comes at midnight. Jesus is teaching the disciples about how to pray, about what to ask God, how to ask God, and He gives them a sample. And we go to the Bible, the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 5 to 8. And the Bible says, and He said to them, which of you should have a friend, and go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. That's a simple, very common. If you have a friend, a close friend, and the first thing you might do is like you have like a really close relationship with a friend, and you might be able to go ask him or her or whatever for a favor. Doesn't matter what time. When you have a really really good friend, it's kind of like a more than a friend. It's kind of like a your brother. It's not the same blood, but you know the feeling, you know, of the communion you have together. It's kind of like a brother and sister. And you can go to any time to ask for the favor, and you might be, you know, able to help. And the Bible, Jesus giving the samples, and like, who are you which should have a friend go to midnight and ask him to give you like 3 loaves? But the verse 6 says, like, for a friend of mine have come to me on his journey, and I have no nothing to say before him. So the sample is giving like he got 2 friends. One friend like is close to him, but one friend close comes from far away. And the Bible said like he doesn't have nothing to give to the friend who came from far away. So he go to midnight to ask his friend. He doesn't specify like what kind of friend he was, but he said his friend. And then he asked for like 3 loaves, and so like a friend of mine has come from his journey. And the verse 7 says, and he will answer from within and said, do not trouble me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I can arise and give that to you. And he asked a question, saying like, you know what? I'm in bed right now. The door is shut. The door is closed. So, and I'm not alone. I got my children, and they are with me. And he said, like, I should raise and give it to you. And let's work, like, I should stop what I'm doing. I have my children. I'm already in bed. I'm ready to sleep. I should, like, let my children in the bed raise up and give that to you. Answer a question, and that's, it take attention to me, because he might say like, no, I can't. I'm on bed right now and I have my children. But take my attention, like this guy asked a friend about like, can raise and give to you. And why take my attention? Because if you are not able to do something, you say, no, I can't. Or I don't have any. But he said like, trying to let the friend know like he was wasn't able to give that. And the verse 8 says, like, I say to you, True, he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend. Yet, because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. And then the Bible brings up something very deep. Because he said, like, you know what? He will raise and give him what he needs. Not because he's his friend. And given like a specific, he said like not because he is his friend. You know why he's gonna give it to him? Because of his persistence. He will rise and give him as many as he needs. And then if we bring this, you know, to our life, you know, the friend who's talking about us, God. God is our friend. Jesus Christ is our friend. He's our best friend. We can ask him everything we need. He will be able to provide. He will be able to give us whatever we need. But it's not only like an ask about give us something. The Bible said we need to persistence. Be praying. Be asking God, you know, all the time. Doesn't matter how much time we spend in like asking God for something, you know, specific. He will give it. But not to our time. He'll give us to his time. But the Bible saying like, you know what? This guy will rise up and give everything. Not what he asks him to give him. He says he's going to give him as many as he needs. And that's the big situation of this. How we got to Jesus, how we got to God, what is our situation, what kind of faith we have when we ask God, what kind, you know, how is our feelings when we ask God for something. We ask him, oh, you know, God, give me this, I really need this, I need you to take care of this situation. Or we are persistences all the time asking him, you know, God, I need this, you know, Father, I need this, do this to me, I need this miracle, you know, I need you to take care of this situation, you know, I really need this, you, God, do it, I ask you in the name of your son to do it, and he will do it, not because we are really his sons or his children. He will do it because we are persistent in our prayer. And that's the main key. The faith together with the prayer, they can open a lot of doors. They can open doors that are really close. Because the Bible says, like, this guy, the friend, he will rise and give to him, not because he's friend. Let's work. So like, you know what? I will give you whatever you need. Use God. Let me go back to bed and be with my children. That's the message is giving the friend to the guy. So like, you know what? I will give you this not because you are my friend. I will give you this because you are persistences. You're asking. And I will give it that to you because of that. That because you are my friend, I will give you because you are persistent, asking me about that. And that's something we need to learn, you know, as children of God. We need to be able to ask God, but be persistent and be asking him all the time. Even we do asking the same thing, and we see like that doesn't happen. We see like we ask God, we pray, you know, we worship him. And we do a lot of things, we search to him, and we see like a lot of things like it doesn't come true. We need to keep believing, we need to keep asking, because he will give it to us the right time. So we need to keep our faith strong. We need to keep our faith, you know, through, you know, getting strong, you know, we need to stand up on the rock of Jesus Christ. And we get a lot of things from God if we know how to ask. We need to be persistent in everything we need from him. So this is the message for today. And how I've been blessed to you, that's to share this video, and that's the case. And see you next weekend with a new live streaming. And have a wonderful day. And enjoy the rest of the day. God bless you. Bye.